Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I hope so. I have to tell you that I'm giving myself the speech that I give you about Monday. You know, I had such a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I feel like I was off for an entire week. I did a lot and was able to relax. But it was tough coming back to work today. As much as I love being with you, it was tough coming back today. But I know the weekend's going to be here before I know it. It's December 1st. Hurricane season is over. And did I hear correctly? No hurricane hit the U.S.? I mean, this was amazing that we went through an entire year with no threat of any kind of storm in the Gulf of Mexico. It was really a blessed year. All right, coming up, LSU introduces their new head coach, Lane Kiffin, a guy who is described as an offensive genius, who was a very coveted coach, and he's going to LSU. I don't know how long he'll be there, but he'll be there for a little while. He needs to gain some success there. He doesn't even have the college football playoffs on his resume, but he's still that coveted of a coach because of his offensive mind. And I don't mean that his mind is offensive. I mean because he has a mind that is geared toward being really great when it comes to offenses. You'll hear that press conference live on WWL AM/FM. WWL.com, and streaming on the Odyssey app, which you still have time to download. The Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it, and this press conference brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. So that's coming up at about 3:30 this afternoon. Among other things, we've been talking about the Saints and just another poor performance, and what I don't see is the Saints improving. It seems to be the same old thing, and Cullen Moore continues to say the same thing after every game. I don't hear any deviation there, and we'll have to see if he does prove to be a great head coach. And I hope that he does, since he's the coach of the Saints. I'm pulling for him to be a great head coach. I'm pulling for Tyler Shuck to be a great quarterback. But at this point, and you know, we still have a few games to go, I think the Saints need to be thinking about drafting a quarterback next spring, but we'll have a lot more to say about that next year, and they'll be talking about that on Sports Talk over the course of time. But a lot to talk about with Lane Kiffin going to LSU, and John Summerall, to his credit, bringing Tulane up to a level where he gets the attention of Florida, and he's going to become a wealthy coach in the SEC. I think a six-year contract for $44 million. Which is more money than I guess Tulane can pay. And it's sad that Tulane loses a good coach. But whatever process they have done to find Willie Fritz, who went on to Houston, and whatever they did to find John Summerall, who goes on to Florida, let them use that same profit and let them find some other coach that's going to continue the Tulane tradition of being great. And right now, Tulane is really, really good. And man, over the weekend, 16th-ranked Texas upset 3rd-ranked Texas A&M, and that rocked things up just a little bit. Also, over the weekend, I got a ticket. I don't think I deserved it. I went back last night and retraced my steps. This was on the Causeway approach on the North Shore heading to the South Shore. And I just don't remember turning down a one-way street. And I retraced my steps last night, took video of it, and I understand why it's confusing. There is a no left turn sign right before a turn. But then there is a stop sign at the street. The no turn sign before the turn should not be for the street that I turned left on. It should be for that next turn, that turn right there, right there after the sign. So, you know, I'll just say this. And look, the Causeway Police are great, but it doesn't mean they're all great. And it doesn't mean that maybe sometimes they don't make mistakes. I don't know. But I'm so convinced that I'm right that I'd like to see the dash cam video that this woman must have. She seemed very happy to give me a ticket. A couple of people have wondered, did she think I was drunk? Well, it's, you know, it's Saturday afternoon, Thanksgiving weekend. Maybe she thought I was drunk. She had to be disappointed that I wasn't, if that's what she was looking for. But tickets should not be about tricking citizens into doing the wrong thing. Tickets should be to punish real people who are doing really the wrong thing. I mean, I wasn't speeding. And when I turned left down this street, there was no traffic. It would have been really simple for her to just give me a warning and not have something apply to my driver's license, because that's going to impact my insurance. And I've got a clean driving record. And she knew that as soon as she, you know, checked my car registration and checked everything. I got a clean record. She had nothing on me. But she gave me the ticket for going the wrong way down a one-way street, but I don't think I did. So anyway, this is yet to be determined, but I will, I'll figure it out. And I'm not going to be so quick to accept this until I see me going down the wrong way. All right. I talked to Simon Le Bon. And when I talked to Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran, I asked him about the song Ordinary World. It was on this day in 1992 that Duran Duran released Ordinary World. And I talked to Simon about this because Ordinary World and the song Undone seemed to be a departure from what the band had been doing in their earlier years, really rock stuff. And so I asked Simon, who was in the back of a limousine when I was talking to him in New York, I asked Simon if the song Ordinary World and Undone were songs that were ballads that reflected what they had gone through in life.
Well, they did, and not necessarily in the way that you're thinking. But the whole point about music is that it doesn't matter what I thought when I wrote the songs. What matters is what you and everybody else who heard the music reads into it. That's the valid thing. And yes, it did. It did reflect life.
Well, both of those songs came out at a time, and I know people can relate to how they relate to your music, but I was going through a divorce, and man, those Ordinary World and Come Undone totally spoke to me. So when you sing these iconic lyrics over and over, and you go through different times in your life, I'm sure certain lyrics mean and certain songs mean something different to you at different times. What song or what a few songs most reflect who Simon Le Bon is today?
That's a very difficult question to ask. To answer. I don't even think of it like that, really. I think the songs, when I sing them, they take me back to a time.
Yeah.
And I remember how I felt. It's a wonderful way of keeping your memories alive. And I suddenly step into the shoes that I was wearing 20 years ago. And I'm still the same person, you know. Or every cell in my body may have been renewed a few times over in the intervening time, but I am still the same person. I've still got the same driving forces inside me.
Of all the interviews I've done, that really stands out in my mind is one of my favorite, because I was just such a big fan of Duran Duran that here I get to talk to Simon Le Bon. So listen to some of those lyrics that reflected Duran Duran after they had lived some life, from the early years to when these songs were released in the early to mid-90s. And I know there are many times in your life, as with me in my life, when we're looking for those ordinary times in that ordinary world. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1971, with the Vietnam War raging on, John Lennon released Happy Christmas, The War is Over in the United States. This was an anti-war Christmas song that remains a holiday favorite to this day. We are standing by. We're going to take you to the LSU campus any moment now for a press conference in which LSU is going to introduce their new coach, Lane Kiffin. And this is brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. I spoke to Mike Dettillier earlier in our show today, and I asked Mike, why is Lane Kiffin so sought after as a coach? What makes him so good? And Mike said, he's an offensive genius. He sees the entire field. He creates openings for the quarterbacks to throw the ball. He's like a quarterback whisperer. He also said that Lane Kiffin is very innovative, and he just gives the quarterbacks a lot of options and just has a great conceptual view of the offensive side of football. You've heard that he's going to take much of his offensive coaching staff with him from Ole Miss to LSU. I also asked Mike about the way everything was handled. And Mike said, hey, you know what? I'm not surprised. It was messy. The end was messy. But he said, if you go back and take a look, all of the endings in Lane Kiffin's career have been messy. He draws a lot of attention to himself. He is wishy-washy. It's like he teases somebody to think that they're going to get him before they know they're going to get him. And this creates publicity. There is a lot of criticism among the news cable channels, Fox and CNN included, of Lane Kiffin. And one of them described him as having some kind of a narcissistic psychological disorder or something to that effect. You know, when you find somebody who is really great at something, quite often that comes along with a very, very strong ego. And that ego craves and attracts the spotlight. And Lane Kiffin is a good package. He's a good-looking guy. He has charisma. He makes a great appearance physically. And that is a part of the allure of Lane Kiffin. As excited as you are that Lane Kiffin is going to be at LSU, and Mike Dettillier agreed with this, he might not be there forever. He might be there for enough years to establish a record, maybe get to the college playoffs, maybe win a national championship. But don't be surprised if Lane Kiffin's next step is the NFL. Now, you and I have known coaches like Nick Saban, who is also an offensive genius. Nick Saban is a coach that went to the pros, and it didn't work. It doesn't always work. But then you've got Harbaugh, who was at Michigan. He was at where was he before? He said San Francisco and then went to Michigan and now back at the pros with the Los Angeles Chargers. So there are coaches that have made the transition from college to the NFL. But that's not time. This is not the time to talk about that. Let's just talk about Lane Kiffin being LSU's coach, and let's just talk about him bringing his offensive genius to LSU. And LSU, I think, needs a lot of help when it comes to offense. You know, I thought LSU did a very admirable job in really keeping it close with Oklahoma, which was eighth ranked. When LSU played Oklahoma over the weekend, Oklahoma was the eighth ranked team in the country. LSU wasn't even ranked, and Oklahoma won 17-13. That was a good performance. So LSU had some good moments in that game. I was hoping that they would win, but they did better than a lot of people thought they would do. But there's been a lot of confusion about LSU's offense and about LSU's quarterback. A lot of talk about Garrett Nussmeier being a Heisman Trophy choice. From game one, he just didn't show that. And I don't know why. I don't know if he choked. I don't know if he got nervous by all of the publicity that he was receiving about possibly being a Heisman Trophy candidate. I don't know what happened. Sometimes things get into players' heads, and they're not able to live up to their expectations on the field. Early on, Arch Manning had, I think, possibly things get in his head, and he just wasn't able to perform up to the accolades that led to that opening game as the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns. So he did a good job against Texas A&M, and we'll see where all of this ends up. But this has been a really exciting football season, but it hasn't been an exciting season for LSU fans. And looking back on this, Brian Kelly was a terrible choice. There's a lot of credibility that goes along with being the head coach of Notre Dame. A lot of credibility goes along with that. But sometimes the coach that follows can be a good coach too. Because Coach Freeman, who came along after Brian Kelly left to go to LSU, Coach Freeman has done a great job at Notre Dame. Is he going to be destined for another job? Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know who Ole Miss is going to hire as their new coach. I personally wish the whole Lane Kiffin thing could have worked out to where all of this transpired at the end of the season. Let Lane Kiffin stay with his team. Let him see this team through the playoffs. But as Mike Dettillier pointed out, it doesn't work that way because of the timing that's on the NCAA calendar in terms of recruits. And so Mike said, don't hate the player. The player in this case is Lane Kiffin. Hate the game. The game in this case is the NCAA. And so if they have this deadline to where a coach has to be in place because of recruits coming in by such and such a date, then the NCAA should change that. I mean, it's ludicrous for them to not change that. And so that should allow coaches to see their team through the end. But once Lane Kiffin said, I'm going to LSU, of course, Ole Miss told him, hit the road, Jack. You're out of here. We don't want you to be around these players. We don't want you to, you know, continue with our program. I hope for the sake of the Ole Miss players, I hope they do well. I hope they succeed. Because it's been a long time since Ole Miss has been in this position, and I know a lot of Ole Miss fans are not happy that it all transpired this way. But there's a lot for LSU to look forward to. It's going to be interesting to see if, of course the offense is going to change dramatically. But one of the things apparently, and it was Coach Nick Saban who said this in one of the pregame shows over the weekend, one of the things special about Lane Kiffin is his play calling on the field at the time. And that's congruent with what Mike Dettillier was saying about Lane Kiffin. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're still standing by to take you live to the LSU campus for the press conference scheduled for 3:30. It's about 8 minutes late right now, but this often happens with press conferences. LSU had a rough year. This was supposed to be a really good year for LSU. And before the season was over, their coach, Brian Kelly, gets fired. And looking back on it, Brian Kelly was a bad choice. It's hard to imagine that Lane Kiffin is not the right choice because of what he brings to LSU. And let his ego reign. You know, his ego is going to drive him to want to be great for LSU, because being great for LSU means that he looks great. And if that's ego-driven, sometimes ego is a positive force. And I just, I can't see anything wrong with Lane Kiffin being coach of LSU. As I say, I wish it would have turned out differently for the people at Ole Miss, but we don't owe anything to them. We owe everything to the LSU players and the future of LSU from this point going forward. And I think there's just an awful lot of promise with Lane Kiffin as LSU's head coach. A lot of fans were really bummed out this season. And, you know, it just it didn't work out. You know, earlier I was talking about how at the end of every season, when I was growing up, at the end of every season, LSU played Tulane. And I've gotten some text about this, that there was a disagreement over the amount of money that LSU was going to get from that game. So they canceled the game and they didn't want to get it back again. They didn't want to renew the contract. But Tulane has worked their way up to the point where they could be competitive with LSU. You know, I always thought growing up that, you know, why do we even have this game? Because LSU, with the exception, I think, of 1 year, LSU just slaughtered Tulane. I mean, they weren't even on the same level. And so it was just interesting that it went away. But right now, I would love to see Tulane and LSU play again, especially closing out the season. And right now, this year, I think Tulane has a good chance of would have a good chance of beating LSU if indeed they played. I know Ian's checking on some things. Do we have any word at all about the press conference scheduled for 3:30?
No news. Standing by.
Okay. Well, we'll stand by here and hang out until it happens. And again, we're going to switch you live to that press conference as soon as it happens. Brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me also remind you that it's the time to light up the season. And you can join WWL for day one of the Manning Family Children's Radiothon. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, December 3rd, we're going to be live on location from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Think about all the things that you're blessed with. We have so many things to be thankful for, and so many of you can't even relate to what the parents go through who have children at Children's Hospital, at Manning Children's. But at Manning Family Children's Hospital, they are doing such a great job with these kids. And last year, I was just brought to tears talking to one of the girls and her mother. It's very touching, and you can help us help the kids. There's only so much we can do, but you can help us help the kids. And I'm so proud of our show and our audience, because we have just really gone over the top every year. And I hope it happens again this year. Tommy's going to be there. Newell's going to be there. I'll be there. Dave Cohen's going to be with Newell. And then our show will be there. Ian will be with me. And then also Sports Talk. Bobby, Mike, and Steve Geller will be there live, plus Archie Manning and Deuce. So a lot of people are going to be there Wednesday. It's a day when we take a break from our programming, and it's a time for us to help other people who really do need help. And at Manning Families Children's, this Radiothon is a way to bring in a lot of new money. And all of the money, all of it, stays right here at Manning Family Children's Hospital. It stays right here. And the Radiothon is presented by Ray and Jessica Brandt, the Family Foundation. And it's just something that it touches me every year. And I think about the things that I get upset with, and I see these kids. And I see that in their own world, they're happy. And some of them, their whole world is at Manning Family Children's. That's their whole world. And the people who work there are just such awesome giving people. They give top-notch medical care, and they save lives. And they just do so much for these kids. And kids that they thought would never walk, walk again. Kids that they never thought would be off a respirator are off a respirator. And it's a wonderful thing. It is. And you can help us. So I hope you tune into the whole station and tune into our show from 1 to 4. We take a break from politics and really everything. We might mention a few things here and there if something big is going on. But we are dedicated on our show this coming Wednesday to helping the kids and getting you to help us with the kids. And again, it's from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., our show 1 to 4, live from Manning Family Children's. And it's the Radiothon we do every year. It's a light up the season Radiothon, and we're looking forward to that. Also, there is a big Manning Family Children's Hospital parade. It's a holiday Christmas parade, and it's coming up it's coming up Saturday, December 6th, starting at 11 o'clock. There are going to be a lot of throws. I'm going to try and get some Scoot on the Air t-shirts printed up, and I'll throw some t-shirts. But it's going to be fantastic. There are 30 custom designed floats, high flying helium heroes and balloons, a 30-foot Santa, and your favorite holiday characters, plus dozens of New Orleans' beloved marching groups and bands will be part of this. They use floats. I'm going to be there. Ian's going to be there. Newell will be there. And catch your favorite throws. And it's just a fun parade. And hopefully the weather's going to be great for the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade this coming Saturday, December the 6th, starting at 11 o'clock. And this is all in partnership with the Downtown Development District and Kern Studios. And we just love to celebrate the season here on WWL. I'm Scoot, and we are still standing by for the press conference, which, you know, I mentioned when we first talked about this, scheduled for 3:30. They don't always start on time. So we're just sort of killing time, having a brief conversation here until it all starts. The Saints, we talked about this earlier, the Saints did not look good. I think the thing that is most apparent to me, and a lot of Saints fans I know feel the way I do, I have the microphone to express their view as well, is where's the progress? You know, I don't see the Saints being any better. And in fact, in some ways, they were better at the beginning of the season than they are now. I don't have all the stats in front of me, but there were some games that they were really close to winning. And while they were close yesterday in terms of the score, at no point did I think that they were going to win the game. All right, so let's go to Ian, and we'll do a couple of your texts while we continue to wait for the live press conference with LSU introducing the new coach, Lane Kiffin, any moment now.
This is I hear somebody talking. Nope, psych. Yeah, I got the press conference audio in one ear.
Okay.
And I'm watching on YouTube, too, sure, in the comment section. I'm sure popping off. Everybody's waiting for him to come out. They're saying all kind of funny stuff.
I'm sure at some point there's going to be somebody's going to go, Testing. One, two.
Testing. Is this testing on? Hello.
One, two.
Hello.
Is this on?
Sibilance. Sibilance.
We got to find a better way than counting into microphones, you know, whether it's a rock show or a press conference. Testing. One, two. One, two. Yeah, they do
check,
it a little differently
check,
when
check.
It's a rock. Check. Check. That's it. Check. Check. Check.
Hey, hey, ho, ho,
hey,
hey,
Omaha,
ho,
Omaha. Oh.
There should be a uniform code here. Yeah, absolutely. Look, here's a text that says, keep telling you, don't get excited. Let this play out. You guys always jump for joy with these hires, and then you run the bus over them when they don't work out.
Well, you know, look, there's a lot to be excited about right now. I'm not going to ever stop having enthusiasm like I do for the Saints. But at some point, you become realistic. And sometimes you can get excited about expectations. I understand your point, and it's well taken. But, you know, I'm not going to diffuse my enthusiasm when something is exciting. But then there comes a time when you have to be honest about what's happening. And I'm honest about what's happening with the Saints. And I think you're right. I don't know that Lane Kiffin is going to be able to turn LSU around in one season. But because of the portal, there are going to be a lot of... Can you imagine some of the players around the country who want to play for Lane Kiffin? And they're going to be on the LSU Tigers.
We've been talking today about, why did it have to happen now? Why couldn't it happen later? And Tilia explained it to you. But here's a text that taps on that again. It says, it's not Lane Kiffin that's to blame. It is the fault of the NC2A for the signing dates, etc. It makes for an impossible situation. Change is needed.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I don't know if the NCAA is that quick to change. You know, some institutions reject change because change is an admission of fault, that something isn't right if it needs to change. And they don't want to admit that, so they keep things the way they are.
Somebody texted in to remind us that Ole Miss has selected their replacement for Lane Kiffin. They're going to go with Pete Golding is going to be their new permanent head coach.
Where is he from?
Someone called and said a minute ago that he's from Hammond. I'm not sure what his resume says, but he's a Louisiana guy at least.
Yeah, that may have happened. That may have happened since we've been on the air, because before we went on the air, they did not have a new coach.
Currently head coach. Yes. Yeah. He's 41 years old. Hammond, Louisiana. Let's see where else has it been before he came here. Oh, man. Assistant coach at Alabama, Texas at San Antonio, Southern Mississippi, Southeastern Louisiana, Delta State, and Tusculum University. He's been around.
Yeah, he has been around. you know, really. Well, Alabama's a big university. UTSA, you know, they've surprised Tulane this year. But they must see something in him that they like. And I hope he's able to, for the sake of Ole Miss, not against LSU, but for the sake of Ole Miss players and the families who have kids there, I hope it's justified for the kids there.
We were talking earlier about Tulane and LSU and this history of those two programs competing against each other. Here's one that says, hey, Scoot, in the 80s, during the Tulane Wave Crave years, Tulane beat LSU several times. That's when Tulane was actually in the SEC.
Well, let's see. That was the 80s.
What were you doing in the 80s?
Well, I was doing stuff that might cause me not to remember
those
things.
Were you paying granular attention to college football?
I might have been a little more focused on other things.
You were doing music at the time, weren't you?
I was doing music radio at the time. Look, I still played music. I mean, I still talked when I was playing music. In fact, I always had program directors tell me that I was talking too much, and I continued to talk. And it's ironic that now I do a talk show where I play
Look
a lot
at
of
you
music.
Now. Yeah. Here's a text that says, I don't think many were that excited over Brian Kelly when he was hired.
Well,
I don't think that's true.
People were excited about Brian Kelly.
Maybe
they
not
were
everybody.
Very excited. Came from Notre Dame, and he's got this win, and he's done this. He won this championship, and there was a lot of excitement, which is why I think there was such great disappointment.
Wow, we're getting a lot of texts about Pete Golding. Apparently, no, let's see. Yeah, he was the defensive coordinator for Ole Miss, and he got promoted. He is the new permanent head coach. He couldn't follow Lane Kiffin to LSU, even if he wanted, apparently.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because Lane Kiffin is the offensive guy. He's bringing his offensive team with him. But if Ole Miss did so well, you'd think that he would want to take defensive coaches with him. You'd but maybe so. He couldn't take this particular coach. I mean, all those contracts are different, I guess.
Here's another one that says, if Ole Miss would have done the same thing that the Tulane AD is doing to John Summerall and letting him coach through the playoffs, nobody would be talking about this mess. Both the Ole Miss AD, Lane Kiffin, and the NCAA are to blame.
I agree with that. And I think the way Tulane is handling this is very admirable. I do.
Here's a text that says Tulane left the SEC in 1966. So maybe that earlier text was incorrect.
Yeah, I don't remember.
What is the Tulane wave crave years?
I don't remember.
I don't know nothing about that.
I remember Tulane doing pretty well during this brief period. And they did. I remember one victory over LSU. Maybe there was more than one. Again, I might have been a little bit distracted at that point in my life, but I don't ever remember Tulane being part of the SEC. That was, before I was paying attention to any of this.
Not from the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line here, but I do have a tab open here with the LSU Sports YouTube channel open. And the chat is going crazy in here. Some of these comments are pretty funny. Somebody says, oh, maybe they meant 3:30 Pacific time.
So yeah, maybe
we'll hear from it.
Yeah, because they're 22 minutes late right now. I mean, that's what is this, a Madonna concert?
Yeah, is Lauryn Hill coming out? Come on, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
oh,
really?
Wait,
I mean,
they're turning down the volume.
Yeah,
something
you're
happening?
Supposed to come out right away here.
No. Here's a text that says, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere when LSU goes to Oxford next year.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Yes, it
will. That'll be crazy.
And I guarantee you, that'll be a primetime game.
Here's a text that says, Coach Joe is going to be Kiffin's defensive coordinator. If not, watch him take the Tulane head coach position. I'm sure they mean Coach O.
Yeah, Coach O.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, not Coach Joe. Yeah, I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Yeah, you know,
we're
going to
be getting Coach O back.
He wants
business.
To get back into coaching. He was tired of being in the hot tub. He got enough money to travel the world, so he got tired of traveling. And so he just wants to hang out. Are you hearing any chatter
now? I hear applause.
Now?
Yeah, here, let's go.
Okay. All right, we're going to take you live to the LSU campus for the introduction of Lane Kiffin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.